In the dwindling light, the men exercised the dog teams, or scouted for now infrequent seals, or went off on exploratory hikes across the ice. Like the hapless Endurance, a number of icebergs had also become trapped in the pack, and so ship and landscape drifted in tandem, held together by the northwest current. As familiar objects in the men's erratically shifting world, many of these companion icebergs came to be regarded with affection. Notable among these was the aptly named Rampartberg, which they had first encountered in early January, while still under sail. Some 150 feet in height, it now reared majestically above the ice, 20 miles from the ship. In the evenings, there were sing-songs for entertainment, led by Leonard Hussey, the popular meteorologist, who was also a proficient banjo player. Occasionally, Hurley presented lantern slide lectures, showing scenes of ice and snow from his Mawson expedition, or of sun and vegetation from his trip to Java. After most of the company turned into bed, the lone night watchman was often joined by his pals, sharing such treats as cocoa and sardines on toast. These night visitors were called ghosts. On the 1st of May, the sun disappeared entirely, not to be seen for the next 4 months. The men's activities were now curtailed even more. Exercise of the dogs continued despite the difficulty in navigating the sledges over broken ice in the uncertain light. But excursions far from the ship were discouraged. Diversions of all kinds were sought. Hurley and Hussey became keen chess opponents, welcoming the mental stimulation of the game. In the forecastle, the sailors played cards and draughts. Books were read and argumentatively analyzed, and for a time, guessing games were all the rage in the Ritz. In late May, the men succumbed to winter madness, shaving their heads and posing amid great hilarity, while Hurley immortalized the moment with a photograph. Yet even in these winter months, there were days and nights of intense magical beauty that raised morale and reminded some of the men why they had ventured into this harsh world. The strange mingling of faint daylight and a radiant moon on the frozen sea rendered the landscape mystically luminous. In the pure dark of a clear night, the stars glittered with unimagined brilliance.